Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Vaibhav Ramadas, a PM on Azure Marketplace.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Today, we're going to talk about the Azure Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And the Azure Marketplace is a way for you to get access to not just products from Microsoft, but then products that are from our ISV partners that are built and optimized for Azure.
Okay.
Right? So with the Marketplace, you can be an enterprise dev and IT pro, and you go into the Marketplace, and it helps you find products. It helps you understand information like pricing. You can then evaluate these products for free and then deploy and customize them onto your subscription.
Who made these products? These Microsoft products or these anybody products?
These are products from vetted ISVs who we work with, and we certify the entire product, make sure it works end-to-end on the Azure platform.
Okay, so this is not like a free-for-all Wild West, anyone uploaded a VM?
Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So today we're going to look at three enterprise scenarios, like top scenarios, and then go over them one by one, look at how it looks on the marketplace
itself.
Let's do it. Yeah. So first, let's start with on-prem migration to the cloud. And so this is the Azure Marketplace. This is an experience that went out in the beginning of February.
Okay.
And so with this experience, you get access to things like feature products, trending products, and all that good stuff. But you can then quickly get to the top scenarios that people use to actually acquire products on the marketplace.
I'm curious. It's interesting. This is like a nice public portal. You're not even logged in. You can see this on the open internet.
Yep.
How is this different from what's in the Azure portal?
So in the Azure portal, you are required to be logged in,
right?
So you have an AAD account, and then you're sort of logged in. You could be on MSA and org ID, but this is an unauthenticated experience that you can get to and look and discover products. You can look at details. You can look at pricing.
Nice.
You don't even need to be logged
in. It's window shopping for Azure.
It's like awesome. And so you get to see top scenarios like operating systems, DevOps, on-prem migration, and these are really great ways to sort of get started with Azure as well as get started with the marketplace.
One thing I noticed immediately that kind of makes me happy is I see bring your own license, which makes it really clear that I could have my own existing license and then move that to the cloud. But then I also see very plain language that explains how much it's going to cost.
Absolutely. And so you actually made a really great point with bring your own license, because especially if you're an enterprise dev and IT, you probably have a set of licenses for the software that you're already using.
Right.
And so when you do sort of lift and shift scenarios, you want to be able to reuse those licenses directly on Azure.
So let me guess then, if I have my own license for something here, I am paying Azure for the VM, and then I pay them for the license.
Yep.
But if I have someone like this, they have some kind of a billing relationship, that money will come out of my Azure account.
Absolutely. And those are hourly pricing. And so you get
great
prices that it's like per unit of usage.
Cool.
Right? So let's take a quick example and look at this. So if you look at Checkpoint, which is one of like the top software that is used on-prem today, and a lot of people lift and shift, if you look at their pricing options, they actually offer you multiple ways to acquire this. And so you can do a bring your own license, but then you can also do the hourly pricing
model. Oh, that's cool. So they do both. Nice.
Yep. And so if you're just kicking the tires and you want to try this for a couple of months in evaluation before you use your license in production, you can sort of scroll down and you can look at the publisher recommended tiers for this particular product. So this calls out the technical specifications, but it also calls out the breakdown of infrastructure versus software costs for this particular product.
Okay, cool.
For the different tiers. Now, what you can also do is download this as a CSV, which is actually a very, very powerful tool, because if you're running this product on premises today, you can now compare what it would take to run this BYOL on Azure or you run it hourly on Azure and really make a quick choice about what works best.
That's a particularly major thing, right? That this particular product wants, they recommend three virtual machines. This is enterprise level type stuff. So these are the same products that I may already have on-prem that I'm using. And I find them in the marketplace and I go, there's that familiar face and there's that familiar face.
Exactly. And we work with the ISVs to ensure that these products work perfectly with the Azure platform, but there are the same products that people use on-premises as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The next scenario that's actually really common is for people to come and try and evaluate products. And so with the marketplace, we actually make that process super easy, and there are multiple ways to actually try it completely for free, right? So one of the ways to do that is test drives. And so if you choose the test drive category, you get a list of different types of products in different categories that are available. And so here, for example, let me choose Puppet Enterprise. Here you go in and you learn about Puppet, but then now if you decide to test drive this is something that's offered to the user by Puppet, and is something that is completely free for them because it runs on the ISV subscription.
Interesting. Okay, so when you say test drive, you just signed in. Now you're signed in with your own personal Hotmail, and you say, I want to start a free test drive. Are you even going to pay for the virtual machine it runs on?
No, you don't pay for anything.
They handle it. It's on their subscription.
Yep.
And then it's even very clear. It'll take a couple of minutes to deploy Puppet, and you can play for an hour.
Exactly. And so since this is a short-lived environment, it's a lab-like environment, and it goes anywhere between 1 and 4 hours, depending on the ISV and what they're willing to offer and what they're trying to showcase.
Right.
But the really cool thing is that you can basically see what you're going to get once this VM or topology is deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And they also offer you these really cool step-by-step manuals that not just teach you about the product, but then also how to get started, how to configure the product, and how it actually runs on Azure specifically.
That is like, that is deeply cool, because like just using Puppet's great. I mean, I'm seeing some of my other friends in there, like Octopus Deploy. What's nice about this is they didn't just say, here, play, throw you into the deep end. They didn't just throw a user manual up. This is a lab.
Yep.
As if I went to the conference and I saw them at their booth and they said, sit down and work on this lab.
Very
customized.
It works great. And then they also showcase like what are the latest, greatest changes, what are the enhancements, so that you can get a really quick look at this product and evaluate this product.
Do these products update themselves?
So the ISVs work with us to constantly update the versions of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And so as new products release, they test it and they validate it, they go through our certification process, and then they make it up there.
Very cool.
Yeah. The other thing to note here is that the Microsoft account teams are work really closely with the ISVs. And
mm-hmm.
so if you do have an account team, you can work with them and understand what is the right product to pick and choose
mm-hmm.
That works for your need and your scale. And so that's a really important thing, which is that if you're kicking the tires and you're really new to a product and you're not really sure which one to choose, talk to your account teams. So the third scenario that I wanted to go over was the idea of customization.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's take a product like Jenkins, right? And we have Jenkins that is offered by multiple different ISVs that's available on the marketplace.
That's a tough one. I wouldn't even know how to make that decision. I've got the official Jenkins Docker, but you've got other companies like CloudBees and Bitnami that have their instances of Jenkins that they may have customized.
Absolutely. And so in that scenario, there's a lot of them that would offer 30-day free trials,
mm-hmm.
or they would offer test drives potentially that will allow you to try and evaluate products.
Mm-hmm.
A good number of our ISVs actually offer the 30-day to 60-day free trials as well.
Okay.
Which the difference between that and a test drive is that it actually runs on your subscription,
mm-hmm.
but then you get to evaluate the software for free.
Cool.
Yeah. So here I'm going to take an example of CloudBees, which is the enterprise version of Jenkins.
Okay.
And I'm going to look at what it offers me and then hit get it now. In this case, I now get sent to the Azure portal to now go ahead and deploy Jenkins onto my subscription.
Okay.
And so I'm going to choose my account. To deploy this. Now,
right.
the difference between Test Drive and this is that in the case of Test Drive, I didn't even need an Azure subscription. I just
right.
needed to use an MSA and then I would get in. In this case, I'm going to actually deploy this onto my subscription.
Interesting. And I see right here it says bring your own license enabled up here in the corner, and it's asking you how do you want to go to do that, and it isn't doing it until you finally say create.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so let's get started on this. And this is like a simple basic VM deployment. And I have to enter like some basic parameters. So let's say my CloudBees VM. And then I provide a username. And then my super secret password. And so this really requires some very small number of parameters to get started. With
right, just like making any virtual machine, except you're getting an official image from CloudBees.
Absolutely. And if you look at this, this kind of captures all the data that's required both for the deployment of the VM as well as whatever is required for CloudBees to configure
mm-hmm.
On the VM as well.
Now, aren't those parameters, they're coming from that ARM template, that Azure Resource Management template that CloudBees provided?
Yes, so CloudBees provides the image, and
mm-hmm.
then we work with them. If it's a really simple VM, we work with them to generate the template.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if it's a really complex topology, then they work and build the template end-to-end.
And that's actually a really important point that we maybe didn't hit enough there, that there are certainly products where it's like one VM
yep.
that runs Linux or Windows that has some app installed.
Yep.
And then there's the product, and you say topology, where it's like 5, 6 VMs that all talk to each other of varying flavors.
Absolutely.
I want to make a SharePoint instance, and it's going to go do-do-do-do-do-do, and there's all this stuff.
SharePoint is a great example. A couple of our other ISVs who do this are Cloudera, DataStax, Hortonworks. All of those have really large deployments where you could choose anywhere between like 4 nodes and 90 nodes, and they configure like, you know, master and worker configurations and all of that good stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so here, you know, there's an ARM validation that's done against this template, so we know that it's going to run. Now, I can hit OK and just go ahead and purchase this, but what I can also do is that I can look at this template and understand what's actually going on, right? And so if I...
If you don't mind, could you hit Control Plus and just make your fonts just a little bit bigger?
Sure.
Thank you. So that's, not too much. There we go. So you are basically looking at the Azure Resource Manager template, and you see the parameters right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a common experience that's available across a bunch of resources on Azure. Mm-hmm. But the thing to look for specifically here is that is really this image reference, right?
Ah.
And that image reference is really the triplet that explains to you what is going to get deployed, and that the publisher of this image is not Microsoft, but it actually comes from Cloudbees.
I see.
Right? And so what you can do now is, you know, you can go ahead and purchase this, or what you can do is download this and then decide to edit it if required. Right? So let me open this up, in Visual Studio Code. And so what this allows you to do is, there are a lot of enterprises that require you to have particular guidelines around, you know, VNet configurations or, specific guidelines around what a username is. And so you can basically edit this template. The key thing to remember is that that triplet is the part that should not change.
Okay.
But other than that, you can play around with the variables and parameters and add additional resources in there as well.
Right. So if I'm trying to evaluate maybe a firewall or some security thing, and I'd like to evaluate it, you know, in an actual staging environment, like you said, I have my own virtual network. I have requirements about whether I want to use SSDs or not.
Yep.
I can go and if I have already an understanding of ARM, of Azure Resource Manager, as long as I maintain that, I will get the same offer.
Yep.
And the same SKU.
And the same certified offer, which is like the most important part of it. So as long as you maintain that, you get the same certified image from the ISV.
Very cool.
Yeah. So to recap, we talked about one, which is on-prem migration.
Right.
Come to the marketplace because it's a great way for you to find products that you already know and love. If you're trying to kick the tires, you could basically use test drive as well as free trials to try products for completely free. And then you should talk to your account teams because they work really closely with the ISVs and can help you pick the right products and solutions. And last but not least, you can customize and extend what you have here as long as you sort of maintain the pointers to the certified image.
And what's our top level URL for window shopping?
It's azuremarketplace.microsoft.com.
Let's see that. So we go to azuremarketplace.microsoft.com, and you can browse, sell, and learn. Fantastic. All right, we're learning all about the Azure Marketplace here on Azure Friday.